Running a profitable business means being able to anticipate the changes in your customers' or your clients' behavior. Have they changed their desire to purchase your product or service for reasons that you're unaware of? Have they decided to alter how much money they spend in the category of products or services that your business might be involved in because there's been changes out in the industry or in the marketplace? The headline that got me thinking about this today was why the motorcycle industry needs millennials. And the underlying point is that the motorcycle industry has been on a steep decline since the recession. It used to be that motorcycle manufacturers could sell $10,000, $20,000, $30,000 motorcycles into the marketplace successfully and earn really great margins. So the level of sales that they needed to be able to produce profitability was fine, wasn't a real struggle. Today, everything's changed. Not only do millennials and a younger generation not want to purchase $20,000 or $30,000 motorcycles, even if they wanted to, the financing for those motorcycles can be tough to achieve. So the entire marketplace is going through a shift, and the motorcycle manufacturers have had to figure out, how do we stay relevant? Their response has been to create motorcycles that are less than $12,000, less than $10,000. An entry motorcycle from BMW at, say, $5,000, or an entry motorcycle by Honda at $6,000. What they're trying to do is bring the price point down, and in order to do that, they've also had to redesign the motorcycles because they don't have the same margins to work with to build all of these unique things into a motorcycle that they've done historically. So that got me thinking about just everyday businesses outside of the motorcycle industry. That, you know, even for myself, for 20 years I've been involved in finance, helping people get financing, and I've noticed in 20 years that lots of things have changed. In fact, you know, 20 years ago, nobody even really found money outside of their bank branch. Then that evolved into using mortgage brokers to try and get the best interest rate, and then the banks caught up and they decided, well, we don't really need mortgage brokers, we can just offer the best rates ourselves through our customer or through our mortgage specialists. And then that evolved into customers being able to know what the best rate is because they could go to rate shopping websites. And so the point is that markets evolve because companies try to figure out how to be competitive and how to be leaders in their marketplace. And so your business, if you are not leading the change, or if your business is not trying to figure out the next feature or the next movement happening in your marketplace, then that means you're following another company. And that means that your margins are never going to be better than theirs, because you only know the last best thing that they did. You don't know what they're about to do. And so for a company that wants to maintain profitability, they have to maintain somewhat of a leadership role in their marketplace. And if it's not in an entire marketplace, it has to be in a niche. So to use the motorcycle industry as an example, a motorcycle manufacturer may not be a leader in the entire marketplace, but they might be the leader in sport bikes, or they might be a leader in touring bikes. And so your business, you simply have to decide as a business, what are we going to be the leader in? And then given that that's the market we're going to go in and compete in and try to lead, what do we need to know about our customers' behaviors, and how have those behaviors changed over the years, and how do we anticipate them changing into the future? Technology is obviously going to play a huge role in those kinds of conversations, but remember, technology is simply a feature. Technology simply has the potential to make an experience better, which makes your business more valuable, which generates you more profit. But technology is not the magic bullet. Someone still has to figure out how to use the technology. Somebody still has to figure out what does the experience need to evolve into in order for us to maintain our position in the market. So as I was reading this article today about motorcycles and companies like Honda and Harley Davidson and BMW and Suzuki, you start to realize that, wow, you know, this is a big challenge that's felt not just by small businesses, but by large, large businesses as well. This is part of what makes business so exciting. So anyway, as you go into your day today, think about that. Think about, what are the behavior changes happening with our customers, or what are the changes happening in the market that are affecting our customers that ultimately will have an impact on the product or service that we offer? And how can we get out in front of that? Or how can we anticipate what's going to happen and start retooling ourselves for it today? $20,000 motorbikes are now $6,000 motorbikes. 50-year-old purchasers of big Goldwing motorcycles are now millennials purchasing bikes that help or motorbikes that help them get around in urban areas. So if the motorcycle industry is struggling to stay relevant and they've had to make changes to their business, chances are you have to as well. So don't be scared by it. Embrace it. Do something with it and watch your bottom line grow. Anyway, hope you have a great day and we'll see you again tomorrow.